You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show, awakening superpowers through high dimension healing. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. Let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Let's welcome Mary Buen Consejo to my show. We will be talking about energy is the ability to heal. Mary Elaine is a medicine woman, a seer, visionaire, truth holder, wholeness energy healer, and holistic physical therapist, and a speaker. Her message, sounding an urgent clarion, calls for all the awakened, the ancient healer within, for ourselves, for the planet, and for our children's children. Born with psychic gifts, abilities, and a deep-rooted connection with the natural magical world we live in, Mary Elaine has been using these abilities for nearly two decades to help individuals experience healing at a cellular and soul level. Incorporating ancient shamanic energy healing systems and her unique light source connection method, Mary brings individuals back to a sense of wholeness, awakening their soul's blueprint and subtle energy system in order to remember, repair, align, restructure, and repairing the soul body to heal. Please join me to welcome Mary Buen Consejo to my show. Hello, Mary, hi. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, thank you for your time and for sharing your knowledge. Mary, let's start asking you, what's your healing superpower?
So, my superpower is my ability to help people find their own divine blueprint. And for me, also to be able to hold the space for them to really heal their deepest trauma, their deepest pain, and also help them connect to the magical realms.
I love everything that you said, but connect with the magical realms, that part really caught my attention. I know we're going to talk about it later, but would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today?
Yes, so I was born with psychic gifts and abilities. I was extremely clairvoyant. And at the time when I was young, at about age eight years old, I didn't realize back then that I was the only one that was experiencing it. So I had to shut down my gifts and abilities. And you know, like anything else, once you are not who you are and when you hide your true self, you become so incredibly unhappy and, you know, you get lost. So the biggest gift that I gave myself is really owning who I am and owning my own uniqueness and my own gifts, because everybody is totally beautiful and unique in their own way. And what I did was I fully accepted and owned my own spiritual gifts and abilities. And that gave me so much freedom to be who I am and to practice what I so love to do.
Mary, you said something that is really important nowadays in all of this spiritual path. And I'm going to ask you, how do you own your wholeness? How do you own yourself?
Yes. So in life, there is a play with light and shadows, right? So we can't really ignore that in life there is pain, that there is a possibility that we can experience trauma, that we can experience pain, that it's not just pure joy and happiness and mm-hmm. grandeur and abundance. So it's really like knowing that we, regardless of our experience, whether we feel, whether we've experienced pain or trauma, and also sometimes we will experience happiness and joy and completion and fulfillment and abundance, that these both energies are part of our lives and we need to be able to fully accept and weave them in ourselves. And the more we shy away and turn away from pain, the more we shy away from healing ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the more we shy away from really resolving and healing our own trauma, the more we stay separate from our full self. Because this is all part of the human experience. Somehow we may get hurt, we may get heartbreaks, we may lose a job, we may experience pain. That's just part of life. And the way to heal it is to open ourselves to fully feeling into the experience instead of numbing, avoiding, and moving and running away and getting into the next bus immediately. So there's a space of healing that is so important that we need, or we all need to really internalize and weave, which is the so-called mess and the so-called greatness that is a part of us.
Oh, Mary, that was so deep. Embrace your shadows, embrace yes. your darkness, and also embrace your light. And yes. open yourself to fully experience that pain, that fear, that trauma, so you will be able to see it with different eyes, not from the victim side, yes. but yes. from, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, yes. I believe the pain is actually, you know, the divine's way of bringing us into attention to ourselves, because I believe if we don't experience some kind of pain, we will keep going on in our lives, and pain somehow is this very strong energy that invites us, oops, take a step back. What's going on here? Maybe let's see what's amiss. Let's see what we're missing. Let's see if we're going so fast and so crazy in our lives and we're missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mary, where can people go to find out more about you?
So you can go to my website. My website is www.lightsourceconnection.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. It's under my name, Mary Elaine Buen Consejo, and Light Source Connection as well. My Instagram is Light Source Connection. But the quickest way as well, if you want to know my work and be part of it, you can email me at mary@lightsourceconnection.com.
We've been talking with Mary Buen Consejo about how energy is the ability to heal. When we come back from this short break, we're going to talk more about her healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts, and we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Nivali Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
We are back and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today, we are talking with Mary Wayne Consejo about how the energy is the ability to heal. Mary, let's continue this interesting conversation and let me ask you if there was or was there a burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
Yeah, I was practicing as a holistic physical therapy for a while, and because I've shut down my gifts and I've really tried to ignore my psychic abilities, I became really unhappy. And over the course of the many years that I've been practicing, these gifts have slowly come into surface and I've become so much more connected with it. And you realize that no matter how far and how far you hide from the truth always finds you. And so I had a choice whether I would embody and embrace the parts of me that I did not like in the beginning because I was so ashamed and I was so ridiculed and judged. So I would embrace it, or I would just continue just being a physical therapist and be unhappy. So I was in that crossroad of, I had a private practice in Manhattan that was very successful. And I was healing a lot of people and helping people, but I was also not happy. And when my gifts started resurfacing, I started really making a decision to accept the parts of me that I did not like. And when I did that, it actually became my superpower to actually really help people find the root causes of their own pain and the root causes of their disconnection and heal really not only in the physical level, obviously, but also on the emotional and the spiritual level. So that's how I became, I decided to embody that my own pain and my own running away from my own abilities was the catalyst to me awakening to now doing what I'm really doing right now that I so love. Yes.
Mary, I always have said that we didn't come to this planet to suffer. But there is no doubt in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, that pain, suffering, fear is a great spiritual teacher.
Yes.
I was reading in your bio that, by the way, I just love all the things that you do. I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Because you're a woman and you are talking about empowering yourself, about owning who you are. And in all of that, you mentioned that you are a medicine woman. What does it mean to be a medicine woman, Mary?
So a medicine woman in my own language is functions like a shaman, right? But in my sense, it's more, it feels, and it's, to me, it's more feminine and divinely into a feminine power, because medicine woman to me is it's a seer. She's a visionary. She's able to connect to the natural world, able to connect to the elementals, and able to really feel into her own physical, ethereal, subtle energy body, and including the client that she's working on. So basically, it's really being able to access and feel into the realms that are unseen, and also the dense matter, which is also our physical body here on mm-hmm. Earth. Yes.
What are your psychic gifts or abilities, and how do you realize that you have those psychic gifts?
I'm really extremely clairvoyant, and I've experienced this since I was 4 or 5 years old. So all my life, I have been able to see a lot of things that, the human eye is not able to notice or witness. I'm also clairaudient and clairsentient. So I'm an incredible empath, and I have the ability to really feel into, and it actually helps me work with people too, because not only do I see, do I see their bodies and the energies that want to work with them, whether it's guides or find their blockages in their physical body, but I'm also able to feel into the emotions that the person is also experiencing and what the body is also experiencing.
Mary, I love to talk about this topic because here in Superpower Experts, we got a lot of people asking us, hey, I can feel energy. I feel overwhelmed. For some reason, I know when somebody is going through trauma, or I can feel blockages in their bodies. I can read minds. I receive a lot of information that I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it is mine or if somebody is just telling me that information, and so on and so on and so on. So that's why this topic is so important, because, and this is why the topic for this interview is energy is the ability to heal. Because if you realize that energy, and please correct me if you think I'm wrong according to your experience, if you don't realize that flow of energy, that it goes to certain ways and it goes to certain parts in your body, or it goes to your mind or to your emotions, you can really go through a really tough experience in life, embracing or recognizing those kind of psychic gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you went through all of this process, was it easy? Do you have a certain guidance? Were you working with somebody that helped you to, I don't know, like deal and manage this energy? Or you just did it by yourself?
So it was extremely hard because back then, I mean, I'm 41. Back then, it was not accepted. So I had to hide it. And it was very challenging because I didn't have any of that connection or had anybody to help me with that. Mm-hmm. But I think I was initiated into meditation 15 years ago, and that started into my own way of being able to anchor my own process in my body. And I also was able to meet a shaman that I was able to have conversations with and realize that I'm not crazy, because for the longest time I was told I was, and for the longest time no one understood it. So I always felt that it was indeed crazy. And so when I met this shaman who I started sharing my experience, he was the one who told me that it is a total normal experience, mm-hmm. and that I was able to really actually accept it. To have somebody really see you for who you are and really know that you are actually as normal as anybody else, to mm-hmm. have someone give you the gift of really listening to you and really saying how this is just a part of your own existence, mm-hmm. that was the gift. So he was that generous person who really, like, I was able to have conversations with and helped anchor my abilities within myself.
Mary, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And if you are listening to this show and you resonate with Mary's story and you feel exactly at that point where I need to do something, I'm feeling overwhelmed or depressed, or I feel that I cannot really be my fully me, or I need to hide, or I need to pretend to be somebody else to kind of hide these kind of abilities, please look for help. Reach out here at Superpower Experts. we can offer you a lot of guidance. But I know that if you reach out with Mary, if you just resonate with somebody else who may guide you, who may teach you how to really embrace that energy, and you can really heal your life, and who knows, maybe somebody else's life. It's so important that you embrace those psychic gifts, that usually they are like bombs of energy. That's how I felt, and I deal with mine when I realized I was receiving a lot of information and I could access past life so easily. They were like bombs of energy that I didn't know what to do with those. And I thought it was me feeling a lot of emotions and anger and sadness at the same time. And right. I learned how to breathe. What you said, Mary, was my savior. Meditation was really the way that helped me to go back to my center, listening to my guidance, and be able to start moving and manipulating that energy to exactly where I wanted it to go.
Yeah, yes.
So thank you for all of this. Mary, and also in your bio, you were mentioning about this ancient shamanic energy healing and your unique light source connection method, and how through all of this, you really help people to remember, repair, align, restructure, and repattern the soul body to heal. Could you please explain a little bit more all of this process? Because I know a lot of people who are listening, they may feel maybe this is the person who I need to contact, or how could I really understand all of this energy process so I can use it in my benefit instead of feeling that the energy is against me?
Yes. I believe we all have the ability to heal ourselves. And I believe that we all are extremely powerful, and that we have been conditioned that we aren't. And my work really is helping people really find their own divine blueprint, awakening the ancient healer within. Because I remember we talk about like ancient healers back in the day, long time ago. I mean, they all connect with the stars. They connect with nature a lot. They connect with the elementals, and they're so dialed in with their bodies, and they can connect to all the different realms. But because we have advanced in technology and our busy lives have gotten so caught up, we have forgotten our connection to Mother Earth. We have forgotten even how to connect with one another now. And we don't even appreciate anymore how it is to be with each other, with nature. And so my work is really having people remember how it is to connect within their bodies so that they can connect with their own pain, release their own pain. And also, really, everyone has their own divine blueprint that is within their system, that is their way of being able to show up as healers or as whatever purpose that they signed up in the beginning of time, which is I call their sacred contracts. Mm-hmm. And I help people release and unveil all the layers that they have created to that has stopped them from fully accessing their divine gifts and abilities, and also help them heal their deepest, deepest pain and trauma so that they can fully, really feel alive and empowered and know that my gifts are my own unique ones, but every single one have their own unique, unique, beautiful gifts that they have to shine in this world. And so what I do with people is I take people here in my sacred land, and we do healings that are very unique to what they need. And it's because I channel and I can access the other realms. I am divinely guided as to what also my work is going to be for this individual. Mm-hmm. And I weave it with some body work that I created, which I call Light Source Connection. And that is just, I feel into their bodies, and usually the body releases and shows me what they need to heal. So in that essence, when the body shows me what they need to heal, I work on those areas energetically and physically so that they can release those and be open to and receptive to the energies that want to come in into other bodies so that they can really fully access and heal.
Mary, I really want to highlight the fact that you start answering this question with the fact, the statement that everybody can heal themselves.
Yes.
Because I think I do believe that that's part of our work as a light workers, to return the power to where it belongs. And it belongs in each human being. The fact that at some point we went through those experiences where we need to face bomb the all of this wave of energy doesn't mean that other people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that is a huge energy shift that we need to do nowadays in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. I think that it is a choice. Do we want to heal and evolve? Because some people, there are two ways of healing. Some people go to bliss and some people go to pain. And sometimes we get stopped when we feel pain because no one really wants to experience pain or relive the pain. But I guarantee that when you go through and allow yourself to really feel into the experience of it, the possibility of really experiencing bliss and freedom and really connection within your divine feminine power is 100%, because you're allowing yourself to fully live and really not just survive, to really thrive and feel into. If you block pain, you will also block abundance and grace and all that. You can't choose otherwise. So really allowing yourself to feel into every single experience that you are experiencing allows you to be able to have intense bliss and joy and love and abundance.
Absolutely, because that is the wholeness that we are.
Yes.
We are love, we are abundance, financial abundance, energy abundance, creativity abundance. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. But of course, we have some masters in our lives, experiences, people that we have two choices, as you said. You can just choose to see those as opportunities or just feel the victim and, oh, poor me that I have to go through this. And those are options in life. But if you feel in your life that this is time to start taking a different role and hold your life in your both hands and take actions, so I think this is the perfect time to start doing that.
Yes.
And of course, there are people like you. There are many people nowadays who are exactly here to guide you and show you how to do it. And of course, you can also choose, I'm not going to be healing myself if I have a Mary Winconsejo to do it for me, or Angie, or superpower experts. And I also believe that that's an okay too. Like, you have that power, you may use it or not using it. And everything is a process. And I am sure, I don't know if in this present life or in a future lifetime, you will have to face the fact that you are a healer.
Yes.
So Mary, I'm just curious, and is there any testimonial about your work that you recall for the impact in that person's life that you may share with us today?
Yeah, I had a woman who she wasn't able to smell, and she's been struggling how to smell. And when we worked on one of her traumas, she was able to really have full access of the ability to actually smell the earth and smell food and smell the flowers. So that has been a struggle for all her life. So it's funny. We're all built over time as we grow in this earth. We start creating layers and layers of our bodies that separate us even further from our own abilities or from our own uniqueness and from our real self, our true self. So once you really find the courage and the bravery, you're really like allowing yourself to peel off the resistance, which could be fear, the resistance, which could be pain, you realize you start getting a lot of your senses back, or a lot even of your spiritual abilities back. I had someone who was able to, just this past weekend, I had a retreat here in my land, who was able to really actually connect with one of her goddess and really have a direct experience with her. And she's never had this experience her entire life. So, you know, once you really find that strength to heal yourself and be interested of really connecting very deeply with yourself first and having a relationship with yourself first, you will be able to have a deeper relationship with others and with everything else.
I think it's so beautiful when you are able to guide people to their own healing power. And it's magical.
It is magical. Oh my God. It is beyond magical. And I feel so honored to be a part of their journey. And it is my, you know, I feel so blessed to be able to be doing this.
Yes, I completely agree. And I feel your joy. And it's just the best thing you can do ever, being able to guide people to go inside, to reconnect to their own power, to their healing power, and create magic in their lives. I think that's awesome.
Yes. So,
Mary, before we finish this interview, please share with us two steps or two tips for us to use the energy to heal.
So we need to raise our vibrations. We really need to raise our vibrations. When we are in a sense of shame or fear or guilt, right? We create lower energies in our physical body and in our energetic fields. Now, one of the ways to lift that up is to really practice a sense of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Every single day, and this is what I do, I really always look at my life and see the many ways that I am very grateful for. Mm-hmm. Grateful for being alive, grateful for the sun, the moon, what I'm eating, like every single detail that you feel you have that you haven't noticed, you have to start noticing that and start feeling into the gratitude of this. Because once you start shifting your energy, because thoughts and emotions are energy. And if you start shifting the energy from a lower vibration of fear or pain and guilt or shame and coming into a higher vibration of love and especially gratitude, you will start opening up your heart and your energetic fields into a higher level of frequency. Mm-hmm. And so once you do that, you start manifesting, because the universe just, it's a law of attraction, right? The universe just feeds you what you're putting out there. You put out there fear and anger, and that's what you're going to get back. You change mm-hmm. it by being very grateful about the many things and that you have in your life and really shifting that, you will see a change. Another way is when you feel stuck or when you feel like low energy, the first thing that I would do is there are two things, and I'll share you both. I move. I create this sacred dance within myself, and I move the feeling of stuckness or anger in my body. I move it through my dance. I let the music ride my body, and I move it and I move it till it, I feel free. That's another way of moving stuck energy or feelings. Or if you're angry or if you're sad, you dance it out, you move it out till you feel good about yourself. And another way is to really connect with your breath. And breath is chi and prana and God. You know, once you start breathing into the life force and breathing source energy into your physical body and anchoring that breath in your body to the earth, you start feeling alive. You start feeling connected with yourself, and you keep breathing and breathing and breathing, and over time you start changing the pathways within your system. Because when we're in trauma or anger or fear or stress, we forget to breathe, and our breath becomes so shallow. When you consciously put your intention into a breath, you now change your energy system within the body and the physical systems as well. So your nervous system turns into cashmere because you start breathing in life force. You start massaging the breath in your body and like anchoring it to the earth. So that helps move energy as well and makes you feel alive and helps you release all the stuff that you're going through at the present moment. And it also brings you back to your present moment.
I love that all of these tips are so easy. Like, you don't need to go somewhere else. You can do it at home. You can do it in your bedroom. There are no excuses. So those days when you just wake up feeling miserable, those days when you think that you need a therapy right now because your energy is so low and you call your therapist, you call Mary Wen Consejo, she doesn't have any appointment available right away. Please, guys, don't die. Don't spend the rest of the week or the rest of the day feeling miserable. Easy and quick actions that you can take at home. Yes. Those actions help you and guide you to verify the big power you are inside. It's just a matter of taking an action. Mary, let's remind our listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Yes, if you're called to do the work with me and also investigate more of what your power and divine blueprint is and connect more with the magical, mystical realms, you can reach me at mary@lightsourceconnection.com. My website is www.lightsourceconnection.com. Yes.
And I'm going to ask all of you who are listening, please, please leave us a comment right here at the end of the interview. If you just do one of these actions, how do you feel? If you are implementing them, if you have done it, please let us know, Mary and I, how are you feeling? How did it go? Because it is important for us just to verify and say, yes, good, we can keep on creating things, but also for you and the other listeners who haven't been, let's say, brave enough to take these actions, it would be a great invitation for them to think, hey, maybe I should do this too. Because sometimes, because Mary said it, or I said it, or some of my guests said it, you feel, oh yeah, they say it because they do this, it's easier for them. And I really want you to realize how easy, but not just how easy, how good it works when you have a clear intention to raise your energy vibration and you take action. Mary, thank you so much for sharing your healing superpowers with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here. It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you all of you for joining us today. I am Angela Maria. Conscious creation, change actions, shift energy to leave heaven down here on earth. I will see you next time. Ciao, ciao.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.